From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Antigua's Catholic Church hits back at accusations made by Prime Minister V.C. Byrd. In Guyana, the major opposition parties are planning a series of protests against government's crippling budget. And in Haiti, growing fears that President Aristide may be exceeding his presidential powers. I'm Leslie Goff, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Antigua's beleaguered Prime Minister, V.C. Byrd, whose cabinet has been involved in a game of musical chairs over the past couple of weeks, has now run afoul of the church. In his press conference yesterday, Mr. Byrd advised the Catholic Church to leave politics alone and stick to the gospel. To find out what prompted that admonition and just how the church has reacted, I'm joined now live on the phone from St. John's by the Catholic Bishop of Antigua, Donald Rees. Bishop Rees, what's this all about?
I think the Prime Minister has a different concept of the gospel and what it entails than we of the historical churches. What happened is that certain Catholics were asking us as to the church's attitude to the proposed march, which will begin tomorrow. And having been asked that, we thought we had an obligation to let them know exactly where the church stood. And so a statement was made at the end of Mass during the announcement saying, we have been asked to state the church's attitude to the proposed march next week. If Catholics wish to join the march, it is their right as citizens of a democratic country of freedom of expression.